Geological history unfolds over a series of different stages in an extraordinary evolution, during which much took place that we still do not really understand. The primary or Paleozoic era started 450 million years ago. It was a very long period marked by violent volcanic eruptions. The first reliefs were created by the Hercynian folding. Rhyolitic magmas then formed the Maure, the Estirel, and the Tanneron ranges, and can still be seen in them today. Years ago, the secondary or Mesozoic era, a long marine era, began. In the absence of any large-scale tectonic shifts, warm seas, vast shelves, reefs and lagoons were formed, where the dinosaurs and the ammonites then proliferated. A 100 million years ago, the Durancian bulge separated the Gulf of Basse-Provence from the Alpine Sea. Individual folds appeared running from west to east, precursors of the future Provençal ranges. 65 million years ago, the sea came in again, leaving a succession of lakes that were destined to dry up. The ammonites and the dinosaurs disappeared. The Tertiary or Cainozoic era was a long and very eventful phase, during which the main basins and mountain ranges were formed. 38 million years ago, new folding started to displace the existing structure. This was the beginning of the formation of the Alps. 27 million years ago, the Miocene period saw the sea returning to Provence. Now began the second Alpine tectonic phase. There was a lot of activity. The overlapping of plates was causing more faults. Land was being pushed up in reliefs. The hydrographic network was busy doing its work, and the first canyons were being hollowed out. During the Messinian period, between 7 and 5 million years ago, an enormous withdrawal of the Mediterranean occurred. The sea dropped back to 1,500 meters below its previous level. The effects of erosion were intense. Great continental deltas of pebbles and of sand appeared. Just over 5 million years ago, the sea returned to the valleys as the slow alpine folding continued. There was much flaking and many faults occurred. The Quaternary era brought an end to this geological evolution. Several large marine and climatic fluctuations occurred. During cold periods, the level of the sea dropped. During warm periods, it rose again. Once again, the canyons were hollowed out. Huge earthquakes set off landslides and crumbling. The first men emerged in the middle of an ice age, around 1 million years ago.